Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Morning, Penny.
Gosh, are you going already?
Yes, I've got a meeting.
OK, I'll see you later.
Penny, have you decided yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, come on. Is it yes or no?
Later, Kathy. All I need now is a coffee.
But I can't wait all day.
So, how was it in Spain?
Ah, it was great, thank you.
And what was the verdict?
Well, yes, if I had the money, I'd buy a place there.
But...
Yeah, I know what I said, but I would seriously think about it now.
So, did they change your mind?
Well, yes, in a way.
And what about here? What did they say?
Well, nothing really. They were more interested in showing me around places.
Come on, Michael. What did they say?
About what?
About here.
What, the shop? Well, why would they mention the shop? They've never been here.
Of course they have.
No, they haven't. I think they said they've been to London once.
The Pattersons?
No, not the Pattersons, the estate agents.
But what did Nick say?
I didn't see Nick, or Danielle, for that matter.
But you stayed with them?
No, I didn't. Why on earth would I want to see them?
Because they asked you over.
Have you gone mad? I went to look at retirement homes. It was nothing to do with work.
But Debbie said you were with them.
No. Oh, I don't believe it. I said to Debbie that I'd be staying with them. But that was a joke. I wouldn't want to go and see them.
But she said they'd sent for you.
No, I was just trying to be funny.
Well, everyone here thinks you saw them.
No, no, no. I was looking at properties, that's all.
And they didn't ask you to go over?
No, I've just said I went to look at retirement homes. It had nothing to do with the Pattersons.
You're joking.
No, Michael's just told me.
Retirement homes? And everyone here was worried sick?
Well, that's Debbie for you.
I thought it was strange.
I tell you, you can't tell Debbie anything.
Oh, well, I actually feel quite relieved. I really thought something was seriously wrong.
No, I don't think there's anything serious. Michael wouldn't go off on holiday if there was, would he?
Penny, I've just heard about Michael.
Isn't it a joke, eh?
I was so worried. I thought I'd have to go and work for my mum if I wanted to or not.
Well, I was the same. But I did think it was a bit strange what happened.
Thing is, that means they will still come and visit.
Yeah, they always do. They'll have a look round and then they'll go. No, I'm not worried now. But wait till I see Debbie.
Well, I don't think she's in yet, so she won't know about Michael. So, shall we tell her that they aim to close the shop?
Yeah, why not? But you can say it.
Well, we'll have to grab her the minute she comes in.
OK, I'll look out for her. Amy, are we being a bit mean?
No. Because maybe next time she'll get her facts straight.
She can't get us sacked, can she?
No, not for that. Gosh, it's only a joke.
Debbie, are you all right?
Penny, I can't stop. I've got to go and see Michael.
Well, you've got to see Amy first. She's got something to tell you.
Well, is it urgent?
Yes, it is.
Oh, for goodness sake. I hope this is important.
Well, it is. Look, it won't take a minute.
Amy, what is it? What do you want to tell me?
I've just heard the news.
What do you mean?
About the shop. It's going to close.
Oh, who told you that?
Michael. The Pattersons told him.
Oh, no. I knew it was serious. I must go and see him. Don't worry, Amy. We'll make them change their minds. Please don't look so worried.
Oops. Do you think she'll find it funny?
I don't know. What do you think?
No, I don't think she will. But who cares?
Come in. Oh, Debbie, lovely to see you.
Michael, I've just heard we're going to close.
No, we're not.
But you told Amy we are.
Well, it seems you told everyone I stayed with the Pattersons.
Well, you did. That's what you told me.
Yes, but I didn't mean it. I went to look at properties.
So you didn't see Nick?
No.
Oh. And we're definitely not closing.
No, I think you've been had.
Yes, I think I have.
Cheers, Bill.
Yeah, cheers. So I hear you're off soon.
Yep, all being well, I fly back Monday.
Where are you from again?
The Isle of Wight.
Oh, of course. I went there once.
Did you like it?
Well, I was only a child, and to be honest, I can't really remember it. The only thing I do remember is the coloured sand.
Oh, we still have that.
So where do you fly to?
Southampton.
And how long are you home for?
About 3 weeks.
Oh, nice one. Well, I hope the weather's okay, or are you planning to go away?
No, Helen's just opened a cafe. She can't go anywhere.
Oh, I see. Well, watch out. She may rope you into working there.
Yeah, I think that's her plan. But I can put up with it for a few weeks.
What? Washing up?
No, that's the one thing I won't do. I draw the line at that.
Sorry, Helen, but Table 2 said they've been waiting some time.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm ready now.
Are you okay?
Yes, I just feel we're very rushed, that's all. I just wish Vince was here.
Well, not long now.
Oh, I needed that.
Oh, Jim, I didn't mean what I said. You'll soon get the hang of it.
Oh, yeah, it's not the swim. It's work.
Oh? What's wrong?
Oh, no, it's too boring.
Well, come on, tell me.
You sure?
I'm all ears.
Well, hang on. I'll just get us another drink, and then I'll tell you all about it.
So, the shop's not closing, and everyone's happy?
Yeah, apart from Debbie, who's not talking to me now.
Oh, she'll come round. I still find it unbelievable, though, that she believed him.
I know.
And all the time he was looking at properties. I thought he was happy here.
Oh, I think he'll have somewhere here as well.
Oh, so we'll have two places.
Yeah, can't be bad, can it?
No. Penny?
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's Jim, I'd better get it. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Penny. Have you got a minute?
Yeah, it's fine. What's the matter?
I've been really stupid.
What have you done?
Well, I went for a drink with Connie and said things I shouldn't have done.
Jim, that's not like you. Have you upset her?
No, it's nothing like that. I told her everything that's going on at work.
You did what?
I know, and now she'll tell Nick.
Jim, what did you say?
Everything.
Well, it's too late now. Damage is done.
Well, I was wondering if you could phone her.
And say what?
I don't know. I suppose you could say I'd had too much to drink, and when I do, I make things up. I don't know.
Oh, Jim. Look, I'll give her a ring, and if she mentions you, I'll... Oh, I don't know. But, OK, I'll phone her.
Thanks, Penny.
OK, right. I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, if you do speak to her, phone me back, OK?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.